This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In a fresh setback to Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD President Lalu Prasad Yadav and his family members, a Delhi court today framed charges against the accused in the alleged Railways Land for Jobs corruption case being probed by the Central Bureau of Investigation. The Rouse Avenue Court passed the order holding that a prima facie case of corruption, cheating and criminal conspiracy is made out against Lalu Prasad Yadav, his wife Rabri Devi, sons Tejaswi Yadav and Tej Pratap Yadav, daughters Meesa Bharti and Hema Yadav, and several other accused. The court, paving the way for the trial, framed charges against Lalu Prasad Yadav under Sections of Prevention of Corruption Act 1988, along with other offences. Pronouncing the order, the special judge observed that Lalu Prasad Yadav and his family members were operating as a criminal enterprise and part of a broader conspiracy, wherein public employment in the Indian Railways was allegedly exploited as a bargaining chip to obtain immovable properties. In a significant development in the coal smuggling case, the Enforcement Directorate has once again moved the Calcutta High Court, alleging that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee obstructed a search operation at the IPAC office. For the second consecutive day, the ED's counsel sought permission from Justice Shubhra Ghosh to file a formal petition regarding the matter. Justice Ghosh has granted the ED permission to move the case, scheduling the hearing for 2:30 p.m. today. Additionally, the court has directed that notices be served to all parties involved in the litigation. Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today virtually launched the National IED Data Management System, or NIDMS. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said NIDMS will enable ATS units, the police and the CAPFs across the country to access and use a wide range of data available online. He added that the system will function as a two-way platform. Mr. Shah underlined that in the coming time, the NIDMS will serve as a new protective shield by providing data for analysis during investigations of terrorist incidents across the country, wherever explosions have taken place or IEDs have been used.
National Security Guard possesses a database of bomb explosion, which contains all bomb-related data since 1999. Now police forces across the entire country will be able to access the qualitative analysis of patterns, modus operandi, and explosive used in the coming days through this data.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today called on President of France, Emmanuel Macron, in Paris. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar deeply appreciated his perspectives on contemporary global developments and positive sentiments for the strategic partnership. The External Affairs Minister also addressed the Ambassadors' Conference of France, where he underlined the contemporary global shifts driven by trade, finance, technology, energy, resources, and connectivity. He also spoke about the significance of India-France partnership in promoting multipolarity and strategic autonomy. French President Emmanuel Macron said that he would pay a visit to India next month, with New Delhi set to host the AI Impact Summit. He made the remarks while addressing the diplomatic corps yesterday, where he talked about the successes of French diplomacy in 2025. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the France AI Action Summit and is scheduled for February 1920 in New Delhi. Delhi police has arrested one more accused in the Turkman Gate stone pelting case, occurred during a demolition drive in Old Delhi. A Delhi police official has said that the number of arrests has reached 12 so far in this case. Meanwhile, security arrangements were tightened in and around the locality in view of the Friday prayers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings on the occasion of Pravasi Bharatiya Divas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Indian diaspora is a strong link between India and the world. An India star shuttler PV Sandhu stormed into the semi-finals of the 2026 Malaysia Open Super 1000 in Kuala Lumpur today. Sindhu won the first game 21-11 when her Japanese opponent, world number 3 Akane Yamaguchi, retired after 12 minutes of play. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu will next face either Indonesia's 6th-seeded Putri Kusuma or 2nd-seeded Chinese Wang Ziyi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.